This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Peg Yudzayim Mishnah Yudalot. This is a fascinating Mishnah. Mishnah over here is brought Agav, the Mishnah in Yud Gimel, that talks about different types of creatures that are Minayam. The Mishnah continues with different Chalokim of Maisa Bereshis, and the Mishnah stells two different things that exist in the Bria to whether they have Kabbalah's Tumah. Yesh b'mashin nivra b'yoyim harishoyin. There are things that were created by Yom HaRishon that if you'd make a kli out of them, they have a din of Tumah. Basheni, ain't by Tumah. Second day of creation, which was the day of Asiyas HaRakia. Now the second day, the Rakia was created, so obviously there's nothing there that can be Mekabel Tumah. What exactly was created by Yom HaRishon? Bereshis Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim Ves HaOretz. Was there a physical land? Yabosha Alamayim was created on day 3. What was on day 1? You look over here, some of the Mefarshim bring that there's 4 Yisoides of the Bria, Eish Mayim Ruach Ofer. So Ofer, the Yisoid of Ofer, has Kli Cheres. So Mele by Yom HaRishon has something which is Shaykh the Kabbalah. Tumma Yom HaShini Nishneini Nath. Bashlishi, on the third day, which is the day that all vegetation was created, yesh by tumo, because you can make kelim out of eitz, and so on. Barvi, which was the day that the galaxies and the sun and the moon and the stars were created, obviously there's nothing there to mekabel tumo. Bachamishi was made oifis and dogim, ein bem tumo, because oifis and dogim don't have kabbalas tumo. Again, we said the kabbalas tumo of achilas niblas oiftor is something else. It's not a regular tumah of a dead body. Chutz, the only thing that has kabbalas tumah, are kelim that are made miknafa oiz. There's a type of bird called the oznia, and the wings of the oznia, ubeitzas namis hametzupa, the shells of the egg, means the mefarshim Sylvia Batsiano, which pashtus is an ostrich. If you strengthen the eggshell with some type of covering, it's mitzupah, with something else, then it's strong enough, it's mekabel tumah derabbanan, even though it's made from oifos, because it's doma lekli etzim, it's very, very strong. There's beitzas namis hametzupah, and knafo is very strong, so maybe chazal will gaze on it. But mederais is no kabbal tumah, anything that was made, midvorim hanivron bervi v'chamishi. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, man nishtan knafois mikol haknofayim. So he understands that wings of birds are strong enough that any kelim that would be made from knofayim would be mekabel tumah derabbanan. It's not dafka by this one, which is stronger. There weren't mechalik between knafois, all knofayim are all mekabel tumah. It's chelik on tanakama. The Mishnah fiyazois, v'chol shenivra b'yem ha'shishi, is tomei. We're talking over here about all the balichai. Chayas, behemoths, and such, they're all mekabel tumah. Or rather, they all can become a dover hametami. Now, we'll just point out a few horrors. What we mentioned in the beginning, that Mashanivra b'yom HaRishon has tumah, the Rambam says it's going on Mayim. Mayim was created by yom HaRishon. Shemayim is composed of Mayim. And it does have Kabbalah's tumah. The pshat that we said, which is the Rash, that's going on Asiyas Kalim from something that was never B'yem Rishon. So what happens when we get a few cases later to Yom Revi? Yom Revi, are we talking about what was made by Yom Revi? Or we're talking about something, a Kli that's made of something that was made B'yem Rishon, by B'yem Revi? What was B'yem Revi? Was the Ma'irais. So the Mishnah's Tiras brings a Chikav Zak from his uncle, Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein. He brings a Shlita, Sukhon Levrocha. He wanted to bring a Raya that a Kli that's made from earth, from the moon, is not Mekabel Tumah. That's where you're going to have to be the Mishnah. Why not? We have to say, there's a Klal, the only thing's Min Oretz, the same way we had only Boretz and not Bayom. So say also Boretz and not outer space. Stands to reason. Now the Rambam explains Lishitosa that Bayem Hashlishi Yesh Beitomo, we're talking about plants, which as Oichel has Tumas Oichel. But according to the Rash, we're talking about Kelim that are made from things that are produced Bayem Hashlishi. It's going on wood, creates his Mitana. The Rash brings a right to his Pirush from Yem Chamishi. What's Yem Chamishi? Oifis and Dagim. And we say it's not Makabal Tumma. Oifis don't have Tumma. We pointed out B'Toich HaDvar. What happened to Nivla Soiftor? So the Rash brings that as a raya that we have to be talking about Kalim. Kalim that are made out of birds, even though the bird itself could be transmit Tumma. A Nivla Soiftor could transmit. Nivla Soiftor could also transmit. However, Kalim can't be made of it. That's the Rash learning his pshat. Lufi the Rambam, you're going to have to say, well, we pointed out that Tumas Nivlas Oif Tohor is not Tumor as a chefetz that's metame. It's not metame b'maso. It's a Tumas Achilo, and the person doesn't mind Achilo. The ray that Nivlas Oif Tohor is a Tumas Achilo, not a Tumas coming into contact with, is a Shtichur of Chaim Halevi and Per Gimel Mihilchus of Satumor. But it's published to read Nois Yankiv, which is a classic safe on these type of vinyonim, has a big arichus on this. That's a very partial kasha to point out, and that is that if we say by Yom HaChamishi, Oif Oidag doesn't have Tumma, why don't we say that has Tumma as Oichel? So Tves is all as a kasha. So again, Mishnah Taris brings from the Muki Agriv, and what you're going to have to say is like this. You're going to have to say that when we say Yerokos on the Kabbal Tumma, it means Yerokos K'moy Shehem. A cucumber that grows in my garden, as soon as it's picked, and it's Huksha, the cucumber in its original form is now having Tumma Seichlin. Dogim and Oifos are never Mekabal Tumma in their present form. They need preparation, then they turn to an Oichel, and an Oichel is Metame. But they're never metame in their original state, in their natural state. Now let's go to Yom Shishi. The Rash and the Rav, quoting, say that Kol Shenivre B'Yom Shishi Tame is Chayes Behem Shrotzim V'Odom Im Oso Kli Me'atzmisei Me'oy Rezei Me'kablam Tumo. Chor Shteta Psechidish. That Kelim that are made from Or V'Atzomis Odom Oy Shrotzim Me'kablam Tumo. Chor Shteta Psechidish. In the Mishnah. Again, according to the Rash, what we're talking about is, we're talking about Kelim Hanasim Mehem. That's the Tzuras of the Shmaitzah. So there's a Kasha, Achreinim Master, Chaznish, and others. Kli Etzim, Hanasim Me'oifis, we say it's any Dumi Deizim. We quoted before the Gemara Chulin that says there has to be Dumi Deizim. So what about Odom and Shrotzim? Odom and Shrotzim is Dumi Deizim. Less than Oifis. So what you have to say is that it doesn't have to be Dumi Deizim Mamish. Dumi Deizim is a way of saying it's Gidol Ba'oretz. So Odom and Shrotzim are Gidol Ba'oretz, Oifos and Dogim are not. That's the way you're going to have to read it. We'll finish off this thing with a fascinating Yediyah that so brought down the Chidusha Gramaz, which is Likutim from Rav Menachem Zemba B'Shem the Yida Kodesh. It's a Chassidish Avort, but it's half of a fellow. Worth saying over. That the Shirish of Yom Kippur, the Yom Tiv of Yom Kippur, is the Yom Tiv of Tahara, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. Yom Kippur cannot fall, Lefi our calendar, on days that have a Shaychis to Tumah. Therefore, Yom Kippur cannot fall on Sunday, or on Tuesday, or on Friday. However, that's Yom Kippurim. Yom Purim, which is the opposite, it's not the day of Tahara, it's the day of taking Tomei and turning it into Tor. It's the day of taking Gashmias and turning it into Ruchnias. Bavusta Yisoidis in Hashkofas HaMoyadim. So Mele Purim is Chal Dafka on the days Sheyesh Behem Tomei. And Mele Purim could only be Chal on Yom Rishon, Yom Shlishi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Half of a fellow. I'll ask, how could it fall on Thursday? Thursday's Ein Beit Tumah. So Teretz is Midaraisa and Betuvim, and the Rabbanon is Knafois. And Purim is the Rabbanon, so Miller can be Chal on that day, which has Tumid the Rabbanon. We'll be missing one other piece. There's a beautiful shtickle from Mishnah's Taharis. The Rambam skips the whole say to the Mishnah, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, etc. The Rambam doesn't bring it. So Pashas, because there's no Nafkamina, it's like almost like added to this Mishnah. So Miller, that's why he doesn't bring it. Menachem Zemba is Mitzayin, Chidushay Agram Zemba is Mitzayin that he has a whole shtickle. He had a safe on Rambam, famously, that was lost in the Vashur Ghetto, supposedly 20,000-30,000 pages of Kedushin. Chaval al da'avdam ulo mishtakhin. But Mishnah's Tirus suggests something very beautiful. We pointed out before that one of the shtiklech that's mechudish in the Mishnah is that Bachamishi ein boituma. What happened to the fact that there's oifois and chamishi, even though that somois knofayim the rabbonim, but even though the body of the oif is not mitame, but it is mitame ba'achila, nivla soif tor. So what we said is that Rabbeinu limdunu that the tuma of nivla soif tor is a tumas achila, it's a tuma bimkoima, it's not a tumas mago masa. So it doesn't count in the Mishnah, it's not mitame. The maisa achila is a dover hamitame. This is a famous raid from Reb Chaim Halevi in Per Gimel. We obviously told him, we quoted that before. Lemaisa, you look at Reb Chaim over there, and this whole Yisoid is mitl tali nemachlek stanoim. For example, if somebody would eat nivlas oiv tor, but he eats a piece, and b'chdei achilas pras, he eats another bit. The shayla is, k'dei achilas pras a tziruf l'gabi amaisa achila, and amaisa achila hametamas, but it's not a tziruf, Legabi Amaga, Legabi Amasa. So what's together? So Lamaisa Tamachlek Stanoim. As Kenzain, that the Rambam doesn't hold of that shtickle la halacha. There's a similar Hishtal Su also in Aholos in the 13th parak, in halacha that we had earlier, where there's a chaloin between two rooms that's Mavir Tumah, it's Mavi Tumah from room to room. And if somebody has Nivlas Oif Tor blocking a chaloin, the shells of it's a dover hamakamal tumona, and that's a discussion. And the Rambam skips that din, and he brings from his shved, the Ponovich Roshivir of Geshem Edelstein, Tzchon Lebrocha, that's also telling the Semach Lekstanoim. The Rambam again is passing out the Mishnah, so it could very well be that's why the Rambam doesn't bring this Mishnah. This Mishnah Shalach Haloka, Yenne Mishnah Neholos. Okay, that's just a bigger picture that comes out of one of the details over here. Mishnah Tezvov, Ha'isa Kli Kibul Mikol Mokoyim. Somebody makes a Kli and it has a base Kibul. Mikol Mokoyim L'chor means very small. The shear is B'kol Shuhu. Tome, a Kli Kibul Kol Shu is what defines a Kli as a Kli and a Melitz Mekabal Tumah. Now what are we talking about over here? The Mepharshim explain, we're not talking about Kli Cheres that needs a Kli Kibul, needs a Toich. Because we have a Mishnah in Perek Beis that gives a shear for how big that Kli Kibul has to be. Kli Mateches doesn't need a base Kibul. So what we're talking about is everything else in between. Kli Or, Kli Eitz, Kli Etzem. So it doesn't have a shear. Whatever the Kli Kibul is, renders it a Kli. There is Lamaisa, a different shot over here. This is the shot that we just quoted as the Rav, and it comes from the Rash. Lamaisa, the Rambam, the Rash, is Mitzayin this pshat also, is that what we're talking about over here is Bekol Mokoyim, is not the size of the Kli Kibul, but the material. We're talking over here is that Kli Mekabel Tumah Mekol Mokoyim, even if it's made from a Choymer, from material, that's not Choshev at all. For instance, the Mepharshim HaMitzayin, Or She'eni Me'ubid, rough cloth, that's not turned into, it's rough skin, but it wasn't turned into something that's generally used, wasn't treated. Or something like paper, which is also, you could call it eitz, but it's not, certainly not a kli chashu. So it has a shame kli, because the kli kibul gives it a chshivus. Now there are a few details over here. First of all, the Rambam in Halachas, in Perek Beis, Milchus Kelim, does bring the halacha, which sounds like he's saying that it doesn't need a base kibul with any shear, it's mitam b'kol shu, and the Kesem Mishnah says right away, the Mishnah Perek Yitzayin Kelim. Problem is, the Mishnah Melech points out that then it sounds like the other pshat, like the Rash. It doesn't sound like what the Rambam says over here in Mishnah. That's one point. Well, we mentioned that the Rasha and the Rav hold that a Kli Cheres does need a shear. This is in Perek Beis, Mishnah Bez, Beis. And the shear over there would be Kabbalah, Shear Kabbalah Kedei Sichas Kotten. Comes from a Rashi in Chulin Daf Nun Dalet. Lamai Sotaisim Chulin argues. The Rambam, the Goyin, don't learn the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, like Rashi and the Rashi over there, so there's no Makar. So they'll hold also the Kli Cheres, the Kol Shru Nitma. And the Ramban over there in Chulin, Daf Nun Dalet, asks on Rashi that holds that a Kli Cheres has a shear. This is what happens to the Mishnah over here, that a Kli Kibble is B'mashu. So L'chor, like we said, you can have to help between Kli Cheres and Kli Eitz, and L'chor the Chilik is B'mashu. Kli Cheres, the whole shame Kli is not all shame the material. The same way only the Teich is Mavit Tumah. The Pshah is the whole Cheft of the Kli is only all shame based Kibbles, and it has to have a Kshivus. Over here, the material itself has a Kshivus by Kli Eitz. You need the base Kibble also to give it a Tzuras HaKli, but that doesn't have a shear. We'll just be Mitzayin and Maramokim that the Ravid has a similar shtickle. This is the Tshuvas HaRavid. Proves it from a Mishnah Mikvois that Kli Cheres is Einai Nitma Elo Kishmekabu Revis. He has a different shear. And he brings down the fact that Kli Eitz is Nitma B'Kol Shu, the Kli Kibble. And he brings down the same idea that Kli Eitz and Itzor Beis Kibble only because of Akeshet Desak. It needs a Kli Kibble, but that's not the same Kli. There's a cost of it. There has to be a Kli Sheyesh B'Kli Kibble, but not that the ganze Cheftza of the Kli is the base Kibble. So Mela, that's why the two are Chalukim Zemizem. Now we have a similar halacha, but it's completely different Zach. Ho'isa Mishkov U'moishov Mikomokoy. Same type of tzura, where a person has a Kli, which is Miyuchad for Mishkov U'moishov, what we call Tumas Medris, even if he doesn't touch it, if it's Medrash, Selzov, Nida, what we call in the Psichet to say the Tire, Zov v'chaverov, Zov, Nida, Yeleda, so Boil Nida and Mitzvah, then a Metama b'Medrash. Anything that they use for any of these things, Amida, Halicha, Shchiva, even if it's Mikomokan, which means that's not a full lying down on it, it's a leaning on it. It's a reclining a little bit on it. Tome, that itself is called that it has that function. It's not Tome Medris. Mishnah Achrayne and others have a little bit of a Tome. Why is this din over here? We're learning Hilchus Kelim, not Hilchus Mishka V'Moshev. It's a Mishnah in Zovim, these type of Zach and Perek Beis. L'chor, the answer is it's a Tzushtel to the same way the Kli Kibble, that which defines as a Kli, is a base Kibble, but it has to be a Kol Shuhu Dik in order to be Miyachar as a Kli. The usage that over here turns it into Tumas Medris has to be only Kol Shuhu Dik to be Miyachadit for that. Hoisekis Me'or Hamatzo. If somebody makes some type of Kli from, we said this before, Or She'enim Ubed, it's called Or Hamatzo. Min Aniyor Tome. Now, according to the Pshat, the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, in the first line in the Mishnah, Isa Kli Kibble Kamakom Tomei, it's really saying over the same thing. This is an explanation of that Mikomokom. According to the other Pshat, the Rashi's Pshat, there's two different things. One is the size of the base Kibble, and one is the material that's being made. By the way, there's a discussion. We discussed a little bit in Perek Beis about paper. Is paper Dova Makabal Tomei very big enough Kimina Legabi Stains Ksomim? If a woman finds on paper, whether it's Mekabal Tumah or not. Big discussion in Poskim on different types of paper. Tissues, v'chadoyme. Regular Kli Eitz has to have some type of base Kibble. If we're talking about paper that's reconstituted from the Ned Yudah as a tshuva, they didn't have tissues in those days. They used paper that was made out of worn out begodim. So it could be that it has the shame beged still on it, doesn't need a base kibble. A regular paper, l'chor, does need some type of tzuras kli. By the way, what category is paper? Paper is miyor shalasovim. That's what they made then. So mel, that's koshum kli eitz. Kiva Eger, earlier we had in Perek Beis, Mishnehe, brings this type of discussion, l'gabi niyor, whether it's a dovah makabal tumah. And he brings the regular paper, l'gabi a woman with ksomim, it's not metamic because it doesn't have a base kibble, even though it's kli eitz, but it doesn't have a base kibble. Okay, the Mishnah says, Vaita harimoin, ha'aloin is a type of fruit. One's a pomegranate, aloin, we're not sure exactly what it is. And egois, it's a walnut, shechokku matinoikos, that children took out, children will take out the teichen, the pre inside, and now they have the shell. Lomoid behemisa offer, to measure with that, you know, let's say they're playing with sand, so they want to use that to measure out dirt. That's klikibul. Oishit kinum lekaf maznayim, or they turned it into some type of, like on a scale, where they're weighing different things as part of a game, some type of mischak. Tomei, lechoy the maisa cotton renders it a kli. Sheyesh lahem maisa ve'in la machshava. This is a Tifa Mishnah, and it's an important klal, insight into the world of how Chazal see a maisa cotton. A cotton will not have dinim. He can't make a kinyan, can't be mekadosh anisha for sure not. He doesn't have chiyuvim. He also doesn't have dinim that are totally b'makshava. Any yichud, any designation, definition, which would be necessary, ayidei makshava, a cotton won't have. If a cotton has, even if the field belongs to him, that he's planting together and in close proximity, a kerem with tfuah, it will not become a sevanot. Because over there you need yichud b'machshava to render it klai ha-kerem. However, the halacha that we're describing over here is where physical maisa is done, yesh la maisa, zeshtet mishnah. He's a ben das legabe maisa. Now the way the Rishonim explains this is a whole sugya nechul daf yud gimel, legabe shchit has cotton. Is that Maisa Yesh Lahem in Atayra, Machshava Ein Lahem Klal, B'machshavto Nikeres Mitoich Maisov Mahani Derabono. What are we talking about? We're talking about Maisa. Not that there's a Machshava Nikeres Mitoich Maisov. The Maisa itself defines it. There is a Machlex Rashi and Tosis over there. According to Rashi, by Chok Kumatinek, is the case in our Mishnah, in order for it to be mekabel tumah, a kli, min ha-teira, you need the maisa, the chakika, you also need them to say that this is why they're doing it. According to Tosis, you don't need it. The maisa itself renders tumah. Seems like the Rambam holds like Tosis. And well, the Rambam brings this halacha of chokak. Doesn't say anything more than that. Seems like he holds like Tosis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.